You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find
What's that mean?
What does that even mean? It's been a year. We've done it for 118 episodes, and now you ask what it means?
I just wanted to interrupt. I haven't interrupted for a while, so I want you to talk about resources and church planting and multi-site and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, you know what's exciting? I mean, the vision of New Churches has always been about church planting, multi-site, and multiplication. And we've put out research projects. Pardon me?
You know what I'm excited about?
What are you excited about? Multi-site?
Yes, because we've always had that as far as a bent. You know, both of us have experience in it. I don't have the church planting side. You do. Blah, 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 you and Ed. But I do on the multi-site side extensively. Yeah. That would be weird. it's something completely different.
Yeah.
But we've spent the last several weeks with having people come in to do very specific multi-site content, and mm-hmm. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, so I mean, be sure to go to
in English and Espanol.
Pardon me?
In English and Espanol.
Yes, on Espanol. So that was fun because I had no idea what they were talking about. But I trust them. I trust them. And we had our friends at B&H Espanol. They're our trade publisher here at Lifeway. They were there to help us kind of filter through the content, understand what they're talking about. And we actually have English outlines for all their Spanish sessions as well. So be sure to go to newchurches.com/courses to learn more about that.
I'm sorry. Interruption has entered my strength finder. That's like now my number one.
It's I'm fine. It is. I like interrupting too, but you know, I can't interrupt myself.
All right. No, what I was going to say though is about the Spanish stuff. I don't even know if you know this, but Lifeway/B&H is actually the largest publisher of Bibles in Spanish.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes. So it's a big part of our ministry and what we do.
That's cool.
So we have tons. I'm sure people don't realize, like, we have tons and tons and tons, comparatively speaking, tons of resources in Spanish, from curriculum to training to whatever, over on the B&H side.
Yeah. So we'll be sure to put a link to that in the show notes today. You can go to newchurches.com/podcasts and click the episode number for this podcast, and you'll be able to get those links. Well, today,
there's like four people that are really excited about that. The rest of them are just waiting for us to get the question.
Yeah. But you know, I think it is exciting because I've had lots of planters and denominational leaders and network leaders come to me like, hey, I love your essential church planning course. Do you have the same thing in Spanish? And I'm like, I wish. I think I can do something about that. Let's do that. Let's create it in Spanish. I'm stoked and super excited for that. But let's get to today's question from Rob Clark.
Daniel, congratulations on hitting this huge milestone. The podcasts have been great. This is Rob Clark, of course, from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, which we know is Canada. Here's my question on this milestone podcast. What are the best resources outside of the Plus membership with newchurches.com? What are the best resources that we should be looking at as church planters? Now, of course, you're going to name off some books and theological training, and that's all good. But let's think outside the box a little bit. Maybe some business books or business podcasts, some startup sort of fodder for these church planters. What are some things that you guys have found that's been super helpful, that's been allowed church planters to see through a different lens or maybe a new perspective? Thank you. Appreciate you guys and what you're doing. Keep up the great work.
So, resources to help church planters, pastors, you know, I'd say campus pastors as well. Let's start naming them off. This is going to be fun.
I'm not talking.
You're not talking? Why?
No, because Ed and I got no love. It's all about Daniel. But, you know, whatever, I guess. And Canada, which is only America's hat.
It's because Rob and we go back to episode one.
Okay.
No, I've known him before.
Okay. No, yeah. I'm actually really excited about this question because, man, there are so many good books that are outside of Christendom and more in the secular space when it comes to startups and things that you can do. I would say here are some essential ones. I'm going to give you some that I will go ahead and give you the caveat of saying, don't read this unless you're serious and you're understanding that it is going to be a difficult read.
Okay, and let's, steps to epiphany. And to make it fun, let's go back and forth. So we each get a book at a time and then we'll go to podcasts later on.
Okay. Four Steps to Epiphany. Go.
The Four Steps to Epiphany. Yes. Okay. But you got to give them a little bit more, like a little bit of a abstract or executive.
Oh, okay. Four Steps to Epiphany it's really about design and development and deployment of any business. So it is a textbook. It's done by, I forgot the author's name, but he's a Stanford guy. And it is really, really good, but it's like D.A. Carson in reading. It's not like it's not a book that you can kind of, you know, fly through. It's like Divine Conspiracy where I have to chew on every paragraph.
Yeah.
And so that is my textbook to give you.
Okay. You know, I haven't read that one. I should. Four Steps to Epiphany. Well, because you gave a book that started with a four, maybe I should do that.
You can't say that. You cannot say 40X.
No, I'm not. Oh, yeah, I am. Go. The Four Disciplines of Execution. Yeah.
No.
It's my turn. I can do it.
No.
Yes, I have, and I will give you a little bit of an explanation on it. So the Four Disciplines of Execution is a great one because it talks about, you know, Jim Collins called them BHAGs, you know, big, hairy, audacious goals. And this one, they talk about wildly important goals. But the neat thing about this book is that they really talk about the idea of lead and lag measures and having a scorecard, kind of a scoreboard to help you move towards those goals, and then creating a cadence of accountability on that as well. So it's not just a, hey, dream big goals, but it gives you a good framework to be able to move towards that. All right, your turn.
And I will say, so in the campus pastors training that we do, mm-hmm. My first 90 days, I do a course on first or a session on first 90 days. And there's quite a bit of four disciplines of execution in that, or actually in one section of that, it's basically four disciplines of execution.
Cool. So you can check that out. newchurches.com/courses.
Yes. All right. So, okay. Back to me.
Yeah.
All right. I am going to go Scaling Up Excellence by Huggy DeBona. Huggy Rao.
Yeah. Now there. Okay. So what's the author's name again? Because there's a few Scaling Huggy Up Excellences.
Huggy Rao is like the third listed author, but he has the most awesome name.
Okay. So Robert Sutton, Huggy Rao. Yeah. Huggy Rao is pretty cool.
What's your name? Huggy Rao.
Huggy Rao.
Huggy Rao. All right. You can call me Hug.
So what's with the book? You know, why is it on your list?
Okay. So why the book is awesome is because it addresses what happens to your church once it gets launched and started and you begin to want to scale. So what happens in every organization, whether it's a church, the life of a church or a business, is usually they start out as a network and then they end up, once they have success and grow, they're like, oh, we have to act like adults now. And they start to establish hierarchy and processes and a lot of that. And what happens is those just get more and more complex over time. Mm-hmm. We do not drift toward simplicity. We drift toward complexity. And so in that, when you look at a book like that, what it's doing is saying, is helping you edit and helping you from the beginning, hopefully, if it's before you've grown, create systems and processes and things that are scalable versus not scalable. So there might be something that is very successful as exists, mm-hmm. but it's nearly impossible for it to scale. Yeah. Whereas the thing next to it, if it's built to scale, then it can keep up with growth. And that's one of the reasons why ongoing leadership development is so important. And sorry, I go immediately into leadership, but that's what we do and Lifeway Leadership, which New Church is a part. But that's why leadership development is so important, because you're not just developing your leaders for today, you're developing them for tomorrow, because every leader you have today will eventually be no more. Either mm-hmm. they will leave the position or the Lord will call them home.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And you got to be ready to grow. Like, you need leaders in place, not after growth, but even prior to growth.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So the next one is not a business book, but is called Hillbilly Elegy. It's called A Memoir of a Family and Culture in Crisis by J.D. Vance. And I share this because it's actually it's a pretty new book. It came out a couple months ago. We're actually giving this away to all of our CPLF members when we do our gathering here in November in Nashville. And for those of you and we've talked about CPLF here and there a bit, but it's called Church Planting Leadership Fellowship. You can go to newchurches.com/CPLF to learn more about it. But basically what we do is we gather together the denominational and network leaders who are in charge of church planting. It's about 75% of the church planting that happens in North America happens as a result of these leaders who are part of our fellowship and our community. So we're doing our gathering on rural church planting and the coaching and care of planters. And this book, Hillbilly Elegy, helps you understand what happens in rural America, what happens in rural North America, and kind of the culture of it, and how to better, in a sense, it gives you a picture of what rural church planters, what rural pastors are dealing with, and how to better equip them. So that's a good read there.
Good deal. All right, I'm gonna go leave. All right, wait. Okay.
Yeah. Let's do one book each. And then we'll go to a podcast because we're getting to the end of our time.
Just give me a category because I got too many books. Give me a specific category.
Communication. You give me.
Communication. There's a really good HBR one on business communication. Okay, if I was doing it, if I would say there was one book, it would be, it'd probably be Visionary with Stanley, because you gotta communicate that more than anything.
Yeah.
And he's one of the best communicators on the planet.
Yeah. That's good. And I would say Onward by Howard Schultz. It's a book from Starbucks and kind of their story. It's a second one he did, basically on how they grew and how they kind of went bust during the recession and how they kind of came up out of that. He doesn't talk about organizational life cycles and the role of a leader, but when you read through the book and read through the narratives and what he went through, you'll kind of see that. And there's actually a lot of parallels to what happens in the church as well. All right, let's do two podcasts each. And then we got to wrap up.
Okay, five leadership questions.
Yes, of course, the five leadership questions. You're right. I mean, completely. I know it's self-promotion, but
if you don't listen to five leadership questions, Daniel is on, I don't know, probably every eight episodes, yeah. I would say. So he's in there, as well as Eric Geiger, and is also a regular. Brad Lominick is a regular. But the rest of the guests are with me and Barnabas Piper, and we walk through five questions with all different kinds of leaders. So it's everybody from, you know, John Maxwell to John Piper to John Gordon, who wrote Energy Bus. I mean, it's all over the place, mm-hmm. as well as people like Simon Sinek, who aren't even believers. But yeah. It's all about leadership, and we run through the same five questions, and it is crazy how different those answers are. But it's a great resource.
That's good. The one I'd say is Building a Story Brand with Donald Miller. He has done a fantastic job at helping business people craft their message, craft their the way they approach. And we actually had one of our Plus members, Dylan Dodson, who is a part of he's Planting. He's one of our Plus members, and he actually went to that conference, went to kind of that workshop with him as a way to develop the branding, the storying for his church plant. So, I mean, this podcast basically goes through the principles and walks through it via interview style. All right, last podcast, Todd.
I'm going to sound like complete suck up, but I would also say Rainer on leadership, because
yeah, that's a good one.
He just does. It's so practical. If you guys like what we do, you'll like what he does, because it will be like, hey, they're going to process, you know, the six reasons why guests don't come back to your church, mm-hmm. or, you know, something that is just like super practical and easily applicable.
Yeah. Okay. And last one before we tune out for today, I'd say Malcolm Gladwell's Revisionist History. He is, in true Malcolm Gladwell fashion, a great storyteller, social psychologist, type of guy. And he kind of goes through each episode and tells a story about, something that happened in history and how to look at it a little bit differently. What I take away from it is how to storytell, right? Is how to tell stories, how to use facts, how to kind of build tension. And he does it masterfully, because when I preach, I mean, part of preaching is not just sharing the word or expositing, but it's also about communicating, keeping people engaged, building tension, helping them understand, just the gospel and what Christ says, but doing it in a creative way. So yeah, there you go. Thanks, Rob, for that question. That was a fun one to answer. Just being able to kind of run through some of the resources that we use personally. But be sure to check in next time as we continue on to episode 119.